Hello and welcome to the latest podcast from the Sixth Form College Solihull. Today we're talking about the AOC Gold Awards. The college is celebrating after Justin King, Chief Executive of Sainsbury's and one of our former students, was awarded a prestigious Association of Colleges Gold Award by Lord Willis of Knaresborough at the House of Commons in London recently. The awards ceremony is held every year to recognise further education alumni, as well as acknowledge the vital role that colleges play in the careers of the winners and their continuing achievements. Justin King was nominated for this award by the college. He studied at the college for his A-levels in 1979. He went on to study business administration at the University of Bath, and after graduating worked for a number of prominent food manufacturers, including Mars Confectionery, Pepsi International and Haagen-Dazs, before becoming director of Asda in 1994. In 2001, Justin King moved to Marks & Spencer, where he managed the food division. And then in 2004, he moved on to Sainsbury's as chief executive. Justin was tasked with improving sales and halting Sainsbury's decline in market share. Within 6 months, he had launched his recovery programme under the banner Making Sainsbury's Great Again, and has recently been able to announce the company has achieved 30 consecutive quarters of sales growth. In January 2009, Justin was appointed to the board of the London Organising Committee for the Olympics by Boris Johnson, Mayor of London. He was then made a member of the Prime Minister's Business Advisory Group and awarded a CBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours in 2011. Justin spoke at the AOC Gold Awards, and this is what he had to say.
Hello, I'm Justin King, and I'm the Chief Executive of Sainsbury's. Winning an AOC Gold Award is a great honour. It was a surprise, somewhat. It's a very long time since I was at Solihull Sixth Form College, so it's nice to know that I'm not forgotten, and the college consider me to be somebody who, if you like, they can use to demonstrate to their students that great things are possible, starting from studying at Solihull Sixth Form College. Well, for me, going to Solihull Sixth Form College back in the 1970s, sadly, was right in the early days of the formation of the college. I was one of the very first comprehensive school years going through the education system. So I was very fortunate. It was finding its way. It was all new buildings. Many of the teachers were new but inspired to be part of what was then an experiment, if you like, a sixth form college as it was then, focused on A-levels. So I was very privileged, was able to study the subjects that I wanted to, particularly geology, which was not a subject that I could have studied had I just been at the sixth form of a standard school, and I enjoyed my time thoroughly. Well, my advice to young people, whether they're still doing GCSEs, maybe at college, or as I often do meet with the graduates that join us at Sainsbury's, is to focus on doing things that you really enjoy. You will always do things that you enjoy better. To focus on doing the job that you're doing now really well. Too often I find people focused on what they might do next or the job after that, and actually the best passport to future success is being successful in the job that you're doing now, and grab opportunities when they come your way. It's very difficult to plan a career. I didn't plan what I ultimately ended up doing. So grab the opportunities when you come the way, and who knows what might happen many years down the road. For me, it's taken 30 years from when I left Solihull Sixth Form College.
Justin King will be the college's special guest at the annual awards evening on Thursday, the 28th of June, 2012 at 7 p.m. at the Renewal Conference Centre. That's all for today's podcast. Come back soon for more news from the Sixth Form College, Solihull.